Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okel and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Welcome to your upper body workout for today. So we are going to be doing most of this from the mat, so you can start on all fours. And when we get going, your first move is going to be ankle taps. So from your high plank, reaching back to opposite ankle or opposite shin, depending on that range that you've got, doesn't matter. Either way, we're starting in 10 seconds and we are going to alternate through 40 seconds of ankle taps.
6, 5, 4
in 3, 2, 1. Good. So moving through these ankle taps from your plank, we reach up, we tap opposite shin. As you move up, those hips are going to come up nice and high, and then we lower back down to that high plank in between each one. So reach back to plank, reach and back to plank. You are more than halfway through these, keep it going. 20 seconds rest coming your way in 10 seconds time. We're just switching on the core, switching on those shoulders for another 3, 2, 1. All right, we're in this now. First move of your upper body session done. We move to high to low plank. So starting in that high plank, we're going to drop down onto your forearms and pick it back in 3, 2, 1. So starting from that high plank, we come down, down, up, up, down onto your forearms, then back up. And I want you to alternate sides. So down on the left, up on the left, down on the right, up on the right. Keep moving through it, keeping those hips nice and level. So as if you're balancing maybe your morning cup of coffee or your evening glass of wine in your lower back. You don't want to spill a drop, so we keep those hips level, core tight for another 10 seconds. You have got 3, 2, 1. Done. So we are staying in that high plank position for one more move. It is oblique mountain climbers. So driving your knee across your body to your opposite elbow, one side, then the other. 3, 2, 1. Oblique mountain climbers. 1, 2, 1, 2. So this is the point in this workout where we get to pick up the pace just a little bit. Those first moves, just easing our way into it, challenging our stability, our core strength. Now we fire through these for another 20 seconds. Good, elbow all the way to opposite knee. Can you push that range, drive that knee a little bit closer to your opposite elbow for 10 more seconds? Keep moving through it for 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. done. So we stay on the mat for this whole workout, but we are going to roll onto your left side, left forearm for a side plank on the left side. We are there in three, two, and one. So pushing up into that side plank on the left side, on the left forearm. Now, if you're feeling strong this morning, stack those feet one on front of the other. Otherwise, options are bring that top leg in front of the bottom leg. So one foot in front of the other rather than stacking them. Holding it there. If you need a bit of extra support this morning, bend that bottom knee so you've got an extra bit of support on that bottom leg. 10 more seconds on this side. Hold it for three. Two, one, well done. So now we ramp it up, last three exercises. You are coming into your press-ups for 40 seconds, either on your feet or on your knees.
10, 9, 8,
press-ups are
six,
coming in five,
four,
in three, two, one. So this is the first of two sets of press-ups coming your way in these last few minutes. This one, I don't need you to take it super quickly. We can take our time, find that range, dropping chest down towards the ground and then exploding back up. Keeping that core super tight. And I just want you to check, are those shoulders stacked above your wrists? Whether you're on your feet or on your knees, we do this with beautiful form. For 10 more seconds. Good, give me one or two more. You've got five, three, two, and one. So don't worry, we haven't forgotten about that right side. We are gonna bring it into your right side plank. So exactly the same thing on your forearm. We go in 10
eight,
seconds, either
seven,
feet stacked
six,
or top foot in
five,
front of the bottom
four,
foot. Three,
two,
one. Side plank on the right side. So resting on that right forearm, elbow on the ground. We hold it there. So really pushing up through the lower part of the body, making sure we can see some space underneath the hip, between the hip and the mat. Hold it there. As before, if you need the extra support, we drop and bend that bottom knee. Otherwise, team, breathe through the next 10 seconds of this plank. Hold it there. Good. Hold it for five, three, two, one. Well done. I know it's only 7 minutes, but it feels like longer. You've got one 40-second block left. We come back to your press-ups, but because it is the last exercise for today, I want you to rattle them out, as many as you can in 40 seconds. We go in three, two, one. So rapid-fire press-ups for these final 40. If that means you need to bring it down to your knees, that is fine. I want you to really knock these out now for the last 30 seconds of your workout. All the way down, all the way up. I know it burns. Those shoulders are hurting across your chest. But we have got this. It is 15 seconds. Keep them coming. Workout done in 10 seconds time. Yes, team, keep these press-ups going for five. Give me a couple more. You got three, two, one. Well done. Good. Shake those shoulders out. Seeing as you're on the mat already, take it onto your back. Let those shoulders relax down into the mat. Take a couple of seconds to breathe. Well done for choosing to start your day or end your day with this workout with me, with Sweat 7, and I will see you again very soon.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.